hard to make the pearl, but once it does, it's beautiful. That should be everyone's life. Work hard for what you want. Work hard for what you need. Heck, work hard for what you don't need. Just work hard. Or work smart. Working smart is better. But working smart, you get lazy. Working hard, it keeps your senses hard. That didn't come out right, but you know what I mean. No one said that it was easy. No one said that life would be easy. Because if someone told you that, then they're lying to you. Life will not be easy. It will be the hardest thing you ever do. But it'll still be worth it in the end. When you finally reach that goal that you were setting for yourself, the goal that you were looking to make, the goal that helped you get through all those lonely days, or helped you get through all the bullying, or helped you get through whatever you're going through. And whatever you're going through, I just want you to know that you are not alone. That there are people going through the same things you're going through. And if it seems like you're the individual and there's no one like you around, I implore you to look around. Because there's a bunch of people going through the same stuff you're going through. That's all. Just a little morning positivity. You guys have a good night now. Man with the Ring, Chapter 1. The air was hot with the intensity of the June sun. I feel fear creeping inside of me, opening the creaky red door to my heart and switching on the lever, sending it into overdrive. Oh man, being a hero sucks. I clench my fist and it shakes with anxiety. Listen up, I'm having a hard day and I would appreciate your cooperation. I say, the beast standing in the middle of the road in front of me growls. It's a heavy sound, like a far-off rumbling thunder that made my ears buzz. It stood on four legs, its hard silver claws digging into the cement under its paws like fresh soil in a garden. Its features were shrouded in a billowing black mist, but it was big and round, like a giant bear. It had 10 golden horns lining its back, and it had the mannerisms of a bull with a face to match. 2 long ebony horns jutted out of the sides of its face like mandibles. 2 more horns stood proud on the sides of its forehead. Correction, 1 horn. The other horn was cracked in half. It circled me, snorting loudly. I raise my hand and surrender. I don't want any trouble, big guy, I say, hoping it can smell my anxiety. I curve my face into a smile like a child trying to calm a panicked dog. Please don't attack me, I think to myself, not wanting to deal with the mess that will probably ensue, not to mention the collateral damage. At the thought of this, I look around the lively city of downtown Manhattan. Traffic already was starting to build around me and my mysterious friend. The cars with the people in them, who hadn't run away screaming, were beginning to honk their horns. I didn't blame them. I would rather be anywhere else but here. I hate having to deal with things like this, when the opponent I have to face is mute or doesn't have the facilities to speak the human language. It sucks because they always end up attacking me. It's like I'm a magnet for extraterrestrials who can't even be bothered to pick up a dictionary. The beast takes a step towards me and growls menacingly. The palm of my hands inside the deep blue leather gloves that encased them were sweaty. Anxiety swelled in my chest like a volcano about to erupt. I felt like I was gonna throw up. This was the wrong time for an attack. My heart is beating so hard it hurts. It's all I can hear as the beast lunges forward. With remarkable speed, it bites down on my forearm and flings me into the air. I rocket into the sixth-story window of a nearby hotel. I crash through the window and into a tile floor, mildly denting it. I land at the foot of an expensive-looking bed. I wasn't hurt, but the collateral damage was probably already in the thousands. I felt the startled couple on the bed before I saw them. I could feel their presence, almost like a cat seeing a dot from a laser pointer.
What was that?
I hear a male voice yell. I begin to rise to my feet. A tan Caucasian male with fading red hair and peaking gray hairs gets out of bed to face me. He stands about 6 feet tall. I'm about 5'9", so he looks down on me. His nose is small and pointy, and his teeth are yellow, and his breath... don't get me started on the breath. The woman by his side, who was still in bed, was a young Latina with blonde hair. Normally, I would just grin and tell them to have a good day, then fly away, but I knew the girl. I couldn't put my finger on it, but something about her seemed familiar. Probably her slender jawline or the fact that her eyes were completely gray. Hello, Angelica. I say her name. It comes to me as easily as moving a finger. Her undead eyes meet mine. I knew she could see me. Those eyes had never fooled me. My heart slows as I trace her naked yet beautiful body with my eyes. As she grabs the blanket next to her and covers herself, I realize I'm staring at her. So, I refocus my gaze on the male standing in front of me. He was closer now, droning on about us heroes and why the no vigilante laws should have been passed. I step closer to get around him, and the situation escalates.
You think I'm afraid of you and your little blue cape? If it weren't for us, normal people, you would be out of a job, he shouts belligerently, like a monkey baring its fangs at a stranger it doesn't know.
I sigh, and time slows around me as I take another step forward. The man's yammering mouth slows to an open-faced expression with one eye half open. He looked like one of those freeze-framed pictures where the person that was still in the picture was in the middle of saying cheese. I take one more look at Angelica as memories begin to flood into my brain. My anxiety left me, but It was replaced by another feeling that was just as worse. Love. I gently step around the man, and once I'm at the window, I push off the tile floor and fly upwards and out. I scan the area where the beast had been. It's gone now, and my heart starts to skip beats. How could I have been so stupid? Chastise myself and go higher. My sense is like a sixth sense. All organic materials are like blips of light. Each person's light is their aura, and each person's aura is specific to them in a way I can't really explain. It just feels like them. But that beast's aura was different. Usually a human's aura, and most others, look like a big flame encasing their body from head to toe. But with that, whatever it is, its aura was oozing black. I look with my sense combing over millions of people in the Big Apple, searching for one dark spot, one thing that wasn't meant to be here on this planet. Maybe it was, and is just a relic out of time, something forgotten by all and feared by most. I find my target and lock in. The beast was just beginning to enter Connecticut. With a grunt, I shoot downwards like a bullet. Flying is, for me, like basically tensing a muscle. The harder I push that muscle, the faster I go. Then I can use the speed I've been building to carry me to my destination. It's kind of like riding a bike without pedaling. Just letting the bike take you on its natural course with gravity. I push for more speed and boom through the sound barrier. I'm on the beast in a few seconds. I need to get this thing out of the city, I think to myself. With all the momentum I've been carrying, I slam into the beast's side, hopefully knocking the wind out of its lungs, if it had any. The beast groaned as we lift off into the air. For its size, the beast was surprisingly light. At least it was until it began to fight back. The beast thrashed wildly, madly roaring with the might of 7 bears and 4 horses. It must have been unconscious for the liftoff because now it was fully awake for the ride. One of its elbows hit me hard in the face. The noise of the impact was like the sound of 5 sticks of TNT going off at the same time. My world went red. The blow made me let go of the beast, and now yours truly was free-falling from 100,000 miles in the air. I tried to steady myself, tried to think, tried to do something as I approached the ever-approaching ground. I stopped myself, floating just above. I stopped myself at the last second, floating just above the sand. Sand. That's news. I look around me and I'm in the middle of an ocean of sand. The beast dropped not too far from me. I fly in the direction of its aura, but there is something different about it. I land 300 feet from the beast, from where the beast dropped. There's a large crater in the sand indicating I was in the right place. I could hear groaning, but it wasn't the deep, heavy groaning from before. It was almost human. I walk up to the crater at human speed to discover that where the beast had once been, there was a tiny pale man laying on his side covered in black robes. He looked frail and bony. His beard was thin and scraggly. His hair was fading and really was only on the sides and back of his head. He looked like a cartoon grandpa. As I drew closer to the man, he opened his eyes. For a split second, they were pitch black, but they morphed into bloodshot human eyes. The being sat up incredibly fast and turned to look at me. There was something not normal about its gaze. Something about its eyes. They were too open. And he never blinked. Not once. It stood up and floated upwards until it was just above me. Its toenails were a silver, just like the claws it once possessed.
Hello, human.
The beast's voice was very deep and had a heavy lisp. I raised an eyebrow. I do this because I am, in fact, half human. The other half is, well, we'll get into that later. I don't really feel the need to correct it, though. Yes, it is still it. Because it wasn't really necessary. How could it know my lineage? I have arrived on this planet
to challenge its strongest fighters.
It floated down, landing directly in front of me. I began to hear my heart as it stares into my eyes with its inhuman ones. I stood my ground, though, and stared back. This caused the beast to smirk.
You have the flame.
The smirk became a full-on grin.
And if we don't fight? I questioned.
I already knew the answer. With his type, there was only one.
Then I'll devour your son and move on to the next planet.
That's new. In the same ballpark, but still new. I smiled back.
And if I defeat you, what, you leave?
The beast looked so frail, I felt like the hardest tap from me would shatter it. The beast begins to laugh. A seething, mocking laughter.
You're gonna defeat me? How? Not with the strength you've shown me thus far.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, I chuckle.
The beast raises its left hand and the skies above us begin to darken. Lightning crackles all around us. Neither of us flinch as several lightning strikes all around us. My anxiety nowhere to be found, for my heartbeat beat with a new feeling. Excitement. My deep blue cape billows behind me as sandstorms begin to form around us. Not every battle is physical, and this was a battle of wills. Mine versus this stranger. Thing is, I knew I could win. The first time it threw me, I knew I was stronger than it. I smile harder. Then everything slows as I uppercut the being right in its smug chin. The blow sent it up off its feet and 20 miles east. I fly right alongside it as it crashes into a sand dune with a satisfyingly loud thud. I land in front of it. Are you done? I say, folding my arms. A drop of green, what I assume to be blood, ran down its jaw. It wiped it away, and its smile grew wider. It looked like the skin on its lips were going to rip. So, you think you're strong? Is that it?
It stands.
You have no idea.
Says, suddenly, a crushing force collides into my stomach. The force sends me sliding backwards through the sand, leaving deep trails as I try to get a grip on the slippery sand. Then a hand from behind grips the back of my head. And slams me into the side of a small mountain, causing a rock slide to form on me. From my earthly confines, I sigh and punch upwards with about 25% power. The rocks explode off of me. I sail out of the rocky situation unharmed. End of chapter 1.